Hi everyone, I'm Allie Grayman. I'm the founder of the Grayman Method, as well as one of the first original coaches to be helping people to fully recover from OCD. After 1,000 videos, 15 years of experience, my message is still remaining the same. You can fully recover from OCD. I recovered, my clients recovered, and you can fully recover too. Today, I want to talk to you about a common compulsion that is thought replacement, where depending on the theme, it could be, let's say, in religious OCD, you have a bad thought, you try to replace it with a good thought, or harm OCD, again, replacing a harm OCD thought to a good thought, or magical thinking OCD. Again, if I have a bad thought, something bad is going to happen, I better replace it. That's a common compulsion. The more you do this compulsion, the worse your OCD will get. Don't put any effort into trying to fix the thought. It's just, I always say, it's construction noise. You're overhearing it. It's outside there. It's annoying, yes, but it exists outside of you. It has nothing to do with you. You're literally just overhearing it. And because you're just overhearing it, you don't need to fix it in any way. Leave it alone, give it space, and let it be how it is. And it's not avoidance, because that's another question I get often. Well, Ali, is that avoidance? No, it's not avoidance. You're viewing irrelevant information as irrelevant information. Your brain threw something irrelevant at you, and you need to say, yeah, it's irrelevant. I don't care. I'm not reacting to it. You're showing it the correct way to behave, which is exactly what we're doing here. So you're saying, this is not important. I'm going to act as if it's not important. And then your brain takes notice. And then as you continue to act as if it's not important day after day, eventually these thoughts start to go less and less and continue completely go away. So it's a process, right? But thought replacement will actually push you deeper into OCD. So please don't do this. It's detrimental to your recovery. I always say this. Is we're accountable for our recovery. And when we're doing these things, we are doing damage. So it's important that we don't do damage. I hope you find my videos helpful. Subscribe if you haven't, if you would like to do a talk with me. All the information is on youhaveocd.com. I'll see you tomorrow.